Another swamp.
Another swamp.
No, I would say bog, a bog would
boggy.
Be yes. Wet land, but not trees. And a swamp would be wet land under trees.
That's right. I guess I would be, oh, I think so. They use very loosely. Mm-hmm. Wait, now, yes, when you go down a swamp, you're going down where there's timber, brambles. Dismal swamp in Virginia. I always picture that as being well timbered. Well, it was. That's where the slaves used to escape to, at least. Nat Turner did.
They ever escaped down here, you know?
The way?
Down here south of town.
Oh, what about swamps?
The slaves, did they ever escape down in that direction, do you know?
Not that I know. No. Or maybe they did, but I mean, nothing newsworthy.
Yeah.
No, I think about Nat Turner's Pavilion, where they tried to get the Dismal Swamp, but they lived forever. They didn't quite make it, I don't believe. Some of them did, but Nat Turner got arrested at court.
Yeah. Up here, when did they pave the streets and so on up here?
Oh, I can tell you. No, I can't, but they little by little. But I used to, early days of married life, I kept my horse in the backyard. And I could ride from my front gate, we lived right next door, over to John's Road and down to the country club, and had a key to that gate at the end of John's Road and drive the country club and come back without ever having to go on to pave soil. That's 1922. I said, well, I didn't own Break Sand for many years after we married, but I'd say that Cumming Road routes that was surfaced was paved around 1929 or something like that.
And except when our children were old enough to learn to skate,
mm-hmm.
because I learned with them out on the paved street. But Walton Way was paved before we were married.
Oh, yes.
It was paved
well, just
about the year before we met, 1920, somewhere along.
Yeah, Walton Way is paved, I guess, all the way down. But I remember when Lawton Evans and I used to go to town in that little car of his. I didn't have one. It was all unpaved, Walton Way down to the toll gate, we used to call it, because the toll gate disappeared in my time. But then the paved little by little John's Road. Well, now, John's Road was paved from Cumming Road to the country club long after I used to ride Rexand. I used to ride Rexand up John's Road, then I'd get on unpaved road. Little by little they'd paved. I'd say John's Road was paved from Cumming Road to the club in the 1950s.
Walton Way was probably the first.
Yeah, Walton Way first. Little by little.
1920.
Every few years they'd paved something.
What did they use to start with? What did they originally start with?
Sidewalks.
I mean, to pave the...
concrete again. Oh, before the concrete.
Yeah.
It was clay.
Out
yeah, great clay. And that red clay, this was when they paved Cumming Road, I regret it because the clay surface on that hill, which is much more of a hill right here now down to Millers Road, it was so hard, Georgia clay, because it's unique to Georgia, but Georgia clay have a lot of brick, they could... sun beat on that, the water was, tennis courts would be made of it, and it'd never wash. It's just like concrete itself. I saw it great because, I mean, a heavy rain wouldn't wash gullies in it. Get a little salt on top, make car skid, but except for that, back very, very slick. But it was impervious.
So when you talk about a clay road, now that would be something very different from a dirt road, just a plain dirt road, wouldn't it?
It depends on what it's made of. It's made of clay. The sand road, clay road, dirt road, well, about anything. I think you used to. Right now, you say we left the Poway and took a dirt road over so and so. You wouldn't say clay road if there was a clay road.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you would.
Uh-huh.
Back the way, I guess so. Depends on, they didn't haul any clay from any place to put it on a road. But right here, for instance, over on Walton Way, before it was paved, that was not clay because the substrata of clay at Walton Way is about 4 or 5 feet under the surface. Right here, it's about a couple of feet.
I see.
Further south and southwest you go. I know of it, Mr. Cummings built up there on Holland Avenue, and the cellar leaked. I remember I discovered a rate or something is that you had to go down 9 feet before you could get to the clay. But our cellar never leaked because we